News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
For a long time we were told that converting derelict buildings, converting vacant commercial and office premises for residential use was prohibitively expensive. Well, a new report presented to Dublin City Council has found that nearly 40% of the capital's housing targets could be met by reusing vacant buildings. Carol Pollard is an architect and editor of Irish Cities in Crisis. Carol, we were told for a long time that this was impractical. So how is it now the solution?
Yeah, well, I think it all comes down to money, Anton, and the ability to spend money well. I'll come to that in a moment. But I think, you know, the regeneration of buildings is something that we have been talking about for far too long now. And we absolutely need to look at how we redevelop the existing buildings that are lying empty and derelict around the country, not just in Dublin, but around the entire country. And I think that, you know, the neighbourhoods need them. Local economies need these buildings to be repurposed and reoccupied. But the funding of it is the complex part of it. And I think that we're not very good. We have lots of laws in Ireland, but we're not always very good at applying them.
And are we talking now about sort of what would once have been significant office blocks, trying to convert them into residential apartments? Or are these what would originally have been houses, but they've just been derelict?
A mixture of both. And I think it was very interesting in yesterday's paper, there was a feature on the cinema in Rialto, which has been empty since 2008. 18 years it's been lying empty. And, you know, that could provide, it doesn't say the number of houses, but quite a large number of houses. The site goes quite far back behind the facade that we see on the street. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking, you know, the developer bought in 2017, the current owner bought that site for 2.7 million. And in 2021, Dublin City Council valued it 3.5 million in terms of how to calculate the vacant property levy on it. We're now in 2026, so we can probably assume that the site is worth over 4 million. So that owner has generated a profit of nearly 2 million by doing nothing on a building in that period of time. So there needs to be a mechanism whereby the local authority, I know this might sound a bit dreamy, but the local authority should be able to buy that property, compulsory purchase of the owner, for the price that he paid for it of 2.7 million. They should not have to pay that additional inflated cost just by sitting on vacant sites.
But even if you get hold of the property, do you not face a significant challenge? Because if you have, let's say, an old office block, the challenge of bringing it up to an acceptable BER rating, the challenge of getting it up to an acceptable fire rating, of running plumbing where there hasn't been any thus far, of reinstating and probably replacing the entire electrical services for the in-building, installing modern HVAC, by the time you do all of that, it's almost probably as expensive as knocking it down and starting again.
Almost, maybe, we don't know. We haven't done enough of this yet, I don't think, really, to know the full true cost of it. But there's so many more benefits to keeping existing buildings as they are. I mean, if you know, what we love about our cities and our towns and everything is their scale and their texture and, you know, the kind of the memory of the buildings that were there. And dereliction destroys that, and vacancy destroys that, and it robs a town or a street of so much of its character and so much of its local economy. And I think that by refurbishing existing buildings, we can be very good at that. I mean, I know from teaching in the School of Architecture in Bolton Street, the students there are learning. That's how they're learning across all the construction disciplines, is about retrofitting, about, you know, calculating carbon emissions and making sure that buildings are working in the most sustainable way. And I think we can tap into that expertise. And I think that it's not just a Dublin City Council matter by any means. The report is very welcome, even though, you know, the cynic in me says, oh, another report, what's going to happen to that? But I think the findings of the report need to be brought across the country. And I actually think it warrants setting up a special section in government to look at this, because it is a nationwide issue and it's really, really important that we grasp it. And I know the challenges are there. I'm not saying that they're not, but I do believe they can be overcome.
Now, is one of those challenges, though, Carol, that presumably if you are a developer, if you are an architect, if you are a builder, it is a much easier prospect to be faced with a greenfield site where you can take one base modified design, you have all access to do all the groundworks, and you can just build and get out, rather than having to customize everything for a series of individual properties at much greater expense.
Yeah, I mean, that is a point. But on the other hand, where these buildings are, all the services are there. Like, we can't keep building on greenfield. So, yes, we can develop brownfield within our cities and towns, which are, you know, level sites where buildings have been demolished. But we really, like, demolition, what it's doing to our environment is so harmful. You know, if you think about all the waste, all that you rip out a building, you take everything out of it, all the windows and the blockwork and the carpets and the services, and it goes to landfill. Like, and then another whole, then you replace it like with like, creating more future landfill. You know, I think we need to use our structures, and we can upgrade them. There's no doubt about it. There's some very successful projects done in Ireland and indeed around the world that we can learn from. I definitely think it's the future of development is adaptive reuse of buildings.
Okay. Sorry to cut across you, Carol. Carol, thank you very much. Carol Pollard there, architect and editor of Irish Cities in Crisis.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.